This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Expanded DJV experience here in this hour. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the home state. That is Victoria's home state, the state of New Jersey, not the state of confusion.
The state of New Jersey is in the state of confusion.
Lawmakers have shut the government down because of the impasse on the budget. Governor Christie issued an order sparking the closure of government offices, services deemed non-essential. So apparently all the state parks, Victoria, the beaches closed this week. The holiday and the ramifications of all the people being furloughed, nobody is able to go to the beach apparently except the governor. Who found himself
the one person you don't want to see on the beach.
Beach whale material.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? This Pacific Beach is Island Beach State Park. Where is that?
It's I would consider that South Jersey.
Yeah.
I've never been to it, but it's one of those types of beaches where you can drive out onto the beach and camp overnight. It's supposed to be a very beautiful state park that happens to just be on the water. It's a shame that a lot of the beaches are closed because there's so much revenue for the state that comes from buying beach badges. Yeah. So, it's, New Jersey is, we have a gubernatorial election, so I don't know. I mean, something's got to change. The state
well,
is
he's
been,
not running
a state
for
re-election
anyway.
He's not. But it's been, but since, I mean, he basically hasn't been in the state. He's been an absentee governor, and the lieutenant governor who was appointed has pretty much been running the state, and it's been a mess. It really has.
All right. So what, in this sense, I'm thinking about all the other circumstances around the country over this week, the 4th of July. People have, this is the most, I'm quite sure how to explain this. The week in which most people take a vacation, Christmas week is number two, but this week is number one. The most vacationed week, does that make sense? Is that a word, do you think? Or are we making a word up? The most vacationed week.
I think this week rivals maybe the week of Thanksgiving?
No. I'm not saying no.
Most vacationed? Is that what you mean?
What I'm looking for is whether
is
that
the
phrase,
right terminology,
that word is legit.
Well, I think if you say it, it makes it most legit.
Okay, I'll make it.
Yes, that's how
it
that
is
works.
The most.
Yeah, why not?
Week. And so those of you who take vacation during this time of year, you keep your fingers crossed for the weather. I will tell you, in the Northeast, for the first time since the weather got warm, this has been a magnificent week. If you are on vacation, the forecast through the week for pretty much all of the area from where Victoria is, actually go down to Cara, up the Delmarva and through New York, across even into the up into Nova Scotia, which is a beautiful place to go. You don't want to go swimming in the water up there. The Atlantic Ocean is very cold.
Mm.
So I would contrast that. Victoria Keelan is back from her honeymoon. Did you go into the water in Mexico, off the coast of Mexico?
Oh, yes. Every day we were in the ocean. It was just perfect. And it was, you just walk right in. It's like, not bath water. It's more refreshing than that, but it was just perfect. Yeah. It kind of amazed me, too, because I grew up on the beach, on the Atlantic Ocean, and to be in the Caribbean and to see the color of that water, I just was stupefied every day that I looked at it. It was just so beautiful.
It is a beautiful world. If you think about how we treat ourselves and we kind of beat ourselves up with things that are not important, this is a great time, a great way for us, especially, and the weather seems to do it. It's funny because more the weather than anything else, it puts your mind in a great place. You feel good physically. You can do things. It's kind of a neat thing. So enjoy it as you can. It's 12 past the hour, DJV show.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy, just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available, covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's coming up to a quarter after the hour, DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The focus on this week as a vacation week and what we do with our minds as well as our bodies, where do we go? If you've ever found yourself dreaming of an adventure, going to a place you've never been, and maybe that includes a white sandy beach someplace, you are in good company. According to a survey that is out this week, we as Americans spend 4 years of our lives indulging in escapism. From the 22 minutes the average person spends daydreaming every day, to the books, the films, the TV, that we spend our time sort of lost in. Think about where your mind is when you're watching a TV show. I'm in the throes. We were watching House of Cards, first two or three episodes. Excuse me. And anyway, think about when you're watching a film or whatever it is, you're escaping. So this overview, ladies, tallies the times and the activities people use to get away from whatever their reality is. 13 hours of escapism per week. This was a study of 2,000 adults, which was commissioned by a tour operator called G Adventures. Shows almost 13 hours of escaping every week, the form of reading books, 1 hour 34 minutes on average, watching movies, 2 hours 37 minutes for the average American, dreaming of vacation, 44 minutes a week. Other forms of escapism Let's see here. Exploring new places, 56 minutes. Listening to music, 2 hours, 47 minutes. Playing video games, 1 hour, 29 minutes. The most common daydream Americans confess to is the thought of winning the lottery.
That's funny.
Followed closely by going on vacation or traveling somewhere exotic. So, think about that as you think about the time that you have by yourself, and I hope you're using it to good cause. We can focus on Victoria and her honeymoon. Think about that. Think about your honeymoon. What did you do on your vacation? Because the honeymoon is vacation. Really?
Yeah.
Kara, when's the last time you had a vacation?
That's an interesting question. I guess it depends what you mean. I went to the beach a couple weeks ago for camping, but that was just a weekend thing. When I think of vacation, I think of, like, actually taking time off work during the week, so I guess.
Yeah.
Well, besides breaking my leg, I took time off work for that. I think I went to the beach last summer for a couple days.
That was it?
Yeah.
See, a lot of times people spend so much time. I remember this as a kid. I don't know, because I've never really had. I remember as a young person going to the beach. I think it was last September. We took a walk on the beach down in Dennis on the Cape around the house where you used to go when I was 7, 8, 9 years old.
I love the Cape. It's so pretty.
Yeah. It's a horror show at this time of year because there's so many people down there you can't move. The traffic is unbearable.
Yeah.
The traffic on the beaches. But yet it is, you're right about that. There's a magic on Block Island, Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to...
I'm a big Nantucket fan.
Nantucket.
Yeah.
Some of the places along the beaches of the Cape are just magnificent. There's something that can't be... I don't go... last year, I think we went down in September for a weekend. And by the time you get... You know, after the traffic's gone, September can be a fabulous month those places. But just... it's just really incredible.
Yeah, the beach is so simplistic, but it's always been my favorite vacation spot. It's just my grandfather has a condo in Ocean City, Maryland, and so we go every year, and he lets us stay there, and it's just he's right across the street from the beach, and then there's tons of, you know, little restaurants or mini golf or just there. It's just so nice, and especially when the weather is great, you go out and you get up at 6 in the morning, or at least I tend to because the sun's up, and I go walking on the beach, and
yeah.
It's beautiful. There's nothing like it to me.
It's a funny, it's a different feeling. I've loved the water. Scorpios love the water. I really want to live close. I love the farm more than anything, but I've had a home. I've been fortunate enough over the last 25 years or so to have a home in Los Angeles and Santa Monica. Two of the three of them have been within a block of the beach. Or on the beach.
That's my goal in life.
Yeah, it's a fantastic... I remember we used to bring Charlotte down for a walk on the beach. I'd go and I'd stay on the grass in the daytime, and at night we'd go in the sand. And she loved that. Because dogs are not supposed to go out in the sand for fairly obvious reasons. But it was there's a thrill to it. Maybe that's it. Put your mind into thrill gear and think about the simplest thing that gives you a thrill. And it may be another person, it may be an experience, having an experience with that person, whatever it is. But those are the things, that's the escapism that we're talking about. And there's nothing, my father sort of taught me that work was very important, and I get that, that's sort of where I am. But it is more and more as I look around at the things that I want to do with the time that I have, I think that I want to... spend more time, even, I am fortunate because of technology, I can take the radio program wherever I want to go. And I don't want to not be on the farm, but I do want to go to other places like I did last year.
I think you're starting to realize the importance of vacation and going and seeing...
It's vacation, it's experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
I mean,
it is.
Your trip to Israel, just based on the pictures and the stories you told, sounded just incredible.
Yeah. 21 after the hour.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so let's, as we musically examine other things happening in the world, this is a Pink Floyd, the reference to Kendall and Kylie Jenner, who have provoked the ire of a lot of famous musicians with a series of vintage shirts featuring the legend Pink Floyd, also Metallica, Kiss, even the notorious B.I.G., and now these sisters have been hit with an official cease and desist order by the Doors. A letter states that use of their logo is likely to cause delusion by tarnishment of the famous mark and harms the reputation of the Doors. In addition to trademark infringement and unfair competition, the apparel violates Jim Morrison's post-mortem right of publicity.
What is a post-mortem right of publicity? Does that mean that his...
You own your image.
His image is owned by his estate?
John Wayne's image belongs to his family, mm-hmm. and they can license it when they want to, as
right.
can the family of Jim Morrison. These two have just stolen the use of them. They've got to have rocks in their head if they think they're going to get away with this, really.
Yeah.
It's weird because they have a lot of different brands, and I normally think of that family at least as being pretty marketing savvy. Mm-hmm. But you have to look at these pictures. I think Victoria's seen them. It basically, they've taken pictures of themselves from Instagram, and then in either bright green and like a really ugly green or bright pink, they've superimposed their faces over top of the logos of these different
artists. Icons?
And it's so bizarre, and it's one of the ugliest shirts I've ever seen. So, I mean, at least if it was an attractive shirt, I would kind of understand why people might want it.
Yeah.
But it's...
At what point do these people realize that their egos are out of... Are they that clueless, these people?
You know, I mean, they're selling these hideous t-shirts for $125. I would love to know how many people actually bought them. But I don't know. It's interesting because the social media effect, because these two are so big on social media.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner, who's the younger sister, she lost 44,000 followers out of her 21 million, which isn't really a lot, but it is a lot when you think about it. But she lost 44,000 followers overnight because they so many music fans found these t-shirts offensive.
Yeah, they're gross and stupid. and self-indulgent, which is what they say.
It is self-indulgent, totally.
Yeah, and I mean, they even said they're huge fans of all of these artists' music, and it was not their intention to disrespect, you know, the cultural icons, but I can't figure out what they were trying to do in
What were they trying to
do? In any situation where you take your face and you put it over top of someone else's face, it's like a little disrespectful.
Yeah. All right, next, let's get into some good here. The exhibition in London with all of the goods from ABBA, Celebration Exhibition. I'd go to London to see this, frankly. I think the music of ABBA is fabulous, and it's a great place to have this. I'm wondering why they're doing it instead of in Sweden, though, which is that more people go to London than go any place in Sweden. Malmo, though, I'm told, is a beautiful city. The exhibition opening up at the South Bank Center in December has been named ABBA Super Troopers. It provides fans with a chance to see items from their private archives. First time in England. Let's see. They got some of the stuff in the past. They also are going to take visitors through individual rooms that each represent a key moment of their history. Replica of the Brighton Grand Hotel Room where they stayed during their 1974 Eurovision triumph.
That's which I never knew.
I didn't know
Did you know that either?
I was sitting here thinking I had no idea they won Eurovision.
Yep, that's how they get started. It's another, it's like America's Got Talent.
Well, I know what Eurovision is, and I watch it sometimes, and it's just, you know, there's a lot of kind of crazy, weird acts, but I didn't realize that ABBA was on it.
Yeah. 29 past the hour on today's BJV Experience.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV experience, we have two-thirds. Well, actually, we can say we've got three-thirds because we actually have four-thirds when everything is working correctly. Understand my math, the new math. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen is here. The business about loving the summertime and going to the beach and being exposed, you know, it starts after the holidays when people indulge. It takes me longer now to get rid of my, I'm getting there, get rid of that little extra roundness that comes from, but with me, it's my birthday, it's Thanksgiving, it's the Christmas parties, it's Christmas, it's New Year's, it's, you know, Valentine's Day even, you can indulge. So we are conscious of our appearance, and today there's this big focus on people who are overweight, people who are out of shape, and it gets confused, in my opinion, with women who are curvy, who are glamorous, who are beautiful. If you have been living under a rock and don't know who Ashley Graham is, perhaps you ought to introduce yourself to her, or we introduce her to you. She seems to me, has very intelligently put herself into a position of being not only, I don't like the term hot because I think it's disrespectful, but attractive, certainly. I like women physically who are of substance. That's what appeals to me. Some people don't seem to think that that's attractive. I think it's feminine. And so I see this swimsuit collection, ladies, that she has come up with called Swimsuits for All.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're nothing else, this woman is sexy, and the stuff that she's selling is sexy. You can go to hashtag Ashley Graham's Swimsuits for All and look at how one reviewer says, these look damn good.
They do look damn good. And I was actually, not to, you know, downplay her, because I think her swim line is amazing, and I like the collection, and I've looked at the website, and actually, before Victoria went on her honeymoon, I advised that she
looked
there.
We were both looking, yeah.
And I like all the bathing suits. Not a huge fan of their sizing that they have. Like,
what does that mean?
So a lot of the time, if you're a chestier lady, then it's nice when they sell bathing suit tops in bra sizes. It just makes it a lot easier to figure out what size you need as compared to like a small, medium, or large. And I think their sizing is a little off, because in order to get the size that, you know, Victoria and I would need, it's, you're supposed to wear like a size, what was it, like an 18
yeah,
or something, which is a way bigger clothing size than you would normally wear. So it's, their sizing is a little off. I actually ordered one of their bathing suits and it did not fit correctly, but I'm sure that there are lots of people out there that it fits. It looks great on her. She looks amazing in all of the bathing suits, and I think it's nice that you can actually see, you know, a woman with a bigger chest who's a little bit curvier wearing like a bikini or a one piece with cutouts and stuff. You don't normally see that on websites.
Yeah, that's true.
She's
the days of muumuus are gone, which I love, and I think Ashley has been a big part of that.
What's
and
a muumuu?
Something I would say like a pregnant woman or an older woman would wear, just like a loose baggy dress.
Yeah, kind of like any type of, I mean, I use muumuu as a term of like any kind of, it's not cow related. I know your ears probably perked up on moo, really? Anything, ouch. Any type of clothing that sort of just that you're hiding under. It's not about that anymore, which is great. And Ashley Graham has just been on the forefront of all of that as a spokesperson and as a model and now as a fashion designer. She's great.
Figure it out, man. She's got it figured out.
Yep.
Now, you were talking about the things that women who are pregnant wear. It's an interesting overview today in terms of maternal mortality. The rate in our country is climbing in every state except California. I find this interesting. You look around the world, other wealthy countries where women's health is a priority, countries like Japan and Germany and South Korea and Sweden and England, the maternal mortality rate has dropped, but that's not what's going on in our country. And it seems that part of this, if not, I don't think you'd say the whole thing, but the opioid epidemic and restricted access to contraception, having children later in life, and the obesity rates that are to blame for lots of problems in our health, also in terms of mortality rate, that's something that is paramount. I just find it interesting that in California it's the exception. They have a larger focus on women's health there, maternal health especially. State hospitals have been able to prevent and decrease maternal death rates. So that's one side of the argument, one side of the way to address the problem. The other is, and I think it's interesting that in looking at the reasons why there's a problem here, restricted access to contraception, the whole business about getting pregnant, how many women get pregnant that don't want to be pregnant, what they do with the babies, that becomes a national discussion. And there's a lot of anger on both sides when it comes to this sort of thing. And I think it's too bad because it doesn't have to be. And I say that hopefully not in a naive way, because I think that education is so important, but yet we want to distance ourselves from education. And this goes back to when I was teaching school, and I don't know, maybe it goes back a lot longer than that. I don't even know, I'm asking this because I don't know the answer, when contraception first got used and who came up with the idea of contraception. Ever think about that?
Well, I guess it depends. I think birth control was first used in the early 1900s, but weren't we talking about, or I was reading an article about how when tires were first created and they were using the rubber for that, that that's how condoms were started, and that's why they were called rubbers, because they were made from rubber, and then eventually they were...
Well, it's an offshoot of the process of creating tires and or rubber.
Because, I think one of the guys who created tires was the one who came up with the idea for it. But I'm sure, you know, I guess people have been using other types of contraception before that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not... I don't know.
But I remember when we were trying to teach, not contraception in schools, but I remember we were trying to teach health, as I have explained any number of times as a teacher. I was involved in English and the humanities, and so in that way I would bring in things from all walks of life to get the students to write about, to think about, and to write about. Now, I didn't do things when it came to contraception, but we did talk a lot about health and the body and how it worked, and I was severely criticized by one of the members of the school committee when I was teaching at that time, because I wanted to have the children, these were 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, learn about their bodies. And this moron on the school committee, his name is Joe Conlon,
said call him out.
he said I was teaching kids how to do it.
Ugh.
And I looked at him and I said, you don't want to know what
were you was did he also host book burning parties too? I mean, oh my God.
It's so confusing to me, because I feel like it's been proved over and over again that teaching abstinence doesn't work. It doesn't stop people from doing anything.
No, of course it doesn't.
I just don't understand the point of ignoring the issue instead of just teaching people how to be intelligent about it.
That's the question, and there's never a good answer. I've just never found a good answer to it.
I think it's just stubbornness to, you know, an unwillingness to just be, like, use common sense and be smart about it. I don't know.
Well,
maybe smart is not the right word to use.
Most people know more about their cars than they do about their own bodies. And that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And that goes on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the good news when it comes to your bodies. There's research out this week that shows both men and women who adopt a vigorous exercise routine report greater sexual satisfaction. Men had lower instances of dysfunction. Women reported greater desire and satisfaction after increasing their activity. Scientists speculate a combination of better blood circulation, enhanced self-image, responsible for the boost. It is just, it's another way, I say this lovingly, when we talk about Superbeats, and this program has been a bellwether for their success. This is, you know, part of my job, part of our job, is to tell you and sell you.
So their new slogan, you're saying, should be drink Superbeats, have better sex.
Well, but you know what, though? I mean, I bet it has an effect.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
You know,
it gets blood to everywhere. If you're new to the program, here's a story I'll tell you in hopefully 60 seconds that will support your body better than anything else. Blood flow, getting enough nitrates into your body. Nitric oxide comes most certainly, most productively, most prolifically from beets. And the folks at Superbeets grow non-GMO beets all around the country. They cook them, and then they dry them out in a soft way, and then they powder them and put them in these canisters that you can buy at DougLikesBeets.com. 1 month supply in each canister, one scoop in a glass of water or a smoothie. You drink it, and it opens up the nitric oxide, opens the arteries in your brain. I've listened to other people tell the story, other advertising routines that, you know, people have that aren't. I say this, I was listening to one fellow, I won't name him, somebody I know who was doing the Superbeat story, and he was pretty generic about it. This is, you know, he didn't feel to me like he was actually using it.
Mm.
And this is how Victoria and Kara and I and Jennifer and all the people that are associated with this program have been on this for years, because it is a good way for us to talk about it on the air for sure, but because it works. It does. It opens up without being too, I don't know, in the weeds kind of. But you need to know, as Victoria just said, that's what made me think about this. We need to know how our bodies operate. You need to know that blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to all of the areas in your body, that even the outer extremities of your skin need to have that blood flow so that you look healthy, you feel healthy, you are healthy. Blood equals health. It's about blood flow. And Superbeats works three times faster to give you the results that you can feel than anything else that you could absorb. Order Superbeats at DougLikesBeats.com.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
In today's automotive news, Audi became the first car company to demonstrate an automated vehicle in New York at an event near the state capital. The automated Audi is capable of driving at posted highway speeds when specific conditions are met. Two trained engineers rode along in the vehicle to monitor the systems and ensure safety. Audi's demonstration vehicle has already safely logged thousands of miles on limited access highways across the United States. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Now from Trusted Mederma comes fast-absorbing, multi-purpose, quick-dry oil. Its unique blend of botanicals and oils help improve skin's appearance, including scars and stretch marks. Own your skin. Get new Mederma quick-dry oil. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals. Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
Napa Know-How.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 7/31/17.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Time 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, with a focus on the Yulin Dog Meat Festival.
Ugh.
This is a very controversial dog meat festival in Yulin, China. Rumors started circulating a month or so ago that selling dog meat would be banned for the duration of the festival, but recent photos and videos show dogs ready for purchase even before the event began. Yeah, there's a whole to-do. President Trump is taking his leave of his connection to the president of China. And sort of behind the scenes, when Trump found out that 10,000 dogs were killed for the celebration, I mean, it turns everybody's stomach.
Oh, it's disgusting.
But it's a cultural, it really is disgusting, but it's cultural. It's like eating horse meat or we eat cows. Some cultures eat dogs. Some cultures eat fish, some cultures eat horses, some cultures
yeah, but
eat
here's
lizards.
The thing, a lot of these dogs, and unfortunately I've seen way too many of these videos and I've signed petitions and everything, these dogs have collars on with name tags. These are stolen pets.
These are stolen dogs.
That they torture and I mean, it's awful. It's awful.
All right. That's, I don't know if this is more pleasant or
President
more
Trump,
pleasant.
Just to follow up on that, did he make a statement about it or has he addressed it?
I think they're back and forth at each other, kind of nagging at each other, the president of China and Trump, because Trump has wanted him to do some things that he didn't want. That the Chinese guy said it was none of your business, and so it's gone into, you know, with Trump, it's liable not to be a private conversation for too long.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see if that pops up on the radar screen. Lyme disease problems. In the summertime especially, there are people who have horses that get Lyme disease, dogs get Lyme disease, humans get Lyme disease. But there's a new kind of a tick.
Great, we need another one of those.
The Lone Star tick, named after Yes, the state of Texas. It has a little white splotch on its back linked to allergic reactions to red meat. Scientists are concerned it's spreading around our country. In the last 15 years, researchers started noticing cases of red meat allergies growing in the southeastern part of our country, with people reporting symptoms like hives and swelling to a lot of to sort of a reaction into your saliva. This tick has some sort of a sugar molecule that causes, this is something that's found in red meat, causes you to be allergic to it. And so the immunologists around the country have started to look at those people who are having strange allergic reactions to meat that never had that problem before, and finding almost across the board that it goes back, this is back to 2004, when the instances of this problem were first reported in the southeastern part of the country. Now it's spreading around and people are looking at it. This is something that's concerned. I mean, look at the blood samples from the people who have allergic reactions to a new drug, which is a, sort of a sugar-based cancer drug, but it gives you the same feeling. If you take this drug, you don't like meat. And so they've started looking at these people who were getting sick when they ate red meat, and comparing their blood to the blood from the people who were taking this new alpha gel sugar thing for cancer, and they found that their composite blood chemistry is the same. So somehow or other, a tick. Now, think about it this way. The tick makes you allergic to meat, but also could be the key to getting rid of certain cancers. And you think about how Mother Nature works and the balance and the rhythm. I'm not a meat eater, so both of the things that we've talked about here, the dog thing and regular beef, but just think about the bigger picture here, that someone, they sort of stumbled on this after researching, why are people allergic to meat? And they take blood tests from these people, and they found out that what is the chemistry of their blood is the same as people who are taking this new anti-cancer sugar-based drug. And it's they've been working for years on that. All you needed to do, apparently, is get exposed to this stick. And it has some kind of impact on a particular type of cancer. Mother Nature, isn't it amazing? Put that together. Think that through. What the ramifications are of that on your body as we come to the end of another hour of DJV Experience.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.